Sirsayana and Dai Kambali are both in their 20s, too young to remember the horrors and suffering under the Khmer Rouge. The two writers work for the Documentation Center of Cambodia, a non-profit organization that collects documents and testimonies related to Khmer Rouge atrocities. Dai is the author of a high school textbook on the Khmer Rouge.
The Documentation Center of Cambodia aims to achieve the twin objectives, which is memory and justice, that we would like to preserve the memory of the Khmer Rouge for younger generation. So this way we preserve the memory of the Khmer Rouge, the history of the Khmer Rouge, so that people will learn and will remember and not repeat that mistake again in the future.
According to a study done by the Documentation Center, 65% of the population that survived that period still has traumatic memories related to the genocide, nearly three decades after the fall of the Khmer Rouge. Dai says his country's road to recovery has been very slow.
Yeah, after the Khmer Rouge regime, Cambodia almost came down to nothing in the country. It was in the complete poverty, and almost all the infrastructure were destructed by the Khmer Rouge regime. So after the first national election in 1993, up to now, Cambodia now is in the democratic country. We have more freedom than before, but we still have some problems. But I personally think that it's getting better, it's better now for in Cambodia.
During the researchers' time at the Holocaust Museum, they learned about conservation, preserving artifacts, and keeping an archive. The two hope this will enable them to start a genocide museum in Cambodia. Sir believes the museum will help her country recover from its past.
Through my experience at the DC camp, I think a lot of people still have this not really healing. Maybe it doesn't show at the appearance, but inside still a lot. There's still a lot more that need to be healed.
At the Holocaust Museum, Sir and I studied displays on Nazi-occupied Europe and contemporary genocides, like the crisis in Darfur. Bridget Zilkissis is a project director with the Holocaust Museum and mentored the two young writers.
The Cambodian project is at a different stage, of course, than the Holocaust Museum. They're just getting started. A lot of the issues that they have are similar to ones that we struggle with on a day-to-day basis. And how do you tell these horrible stories in a way that engages people rather than turns them away? Because in the end, I think we have the same goal, essentially. It is to take a traumatic history and make it part of a process of learning not to do that again.
To that end, Sir and I plan to introduce the study of comparative genocide to college students in Cambodia, comparing their country's own horrors with the genocides in Rwanda, Darfur, and the Holocaust. They believe this will help young people to learn from the past and see that these atrocities never happen again. For producer Anna Ward, Jim Bertel, VOA News.